我们一同打开圣经到新约圣经腓立比书。
Let us turn our Bible to New Testament, the book of Philippians, chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章
Philippians chapter 1.
我们先读第一、第二两节。
Let us begin by reading verse 1 and 2.
腓立比书第一章第一节，基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 1 and 2. Paul and Timothy, bond servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们接下来要读从第12节读到第21节。
We'll continue on from verse 12 to verse 21.
弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺，以致我受的捆锁，在御营全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故，并且那在主里的弟兄，多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意，这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的。那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚。这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，不论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜，因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救，照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
From verse 12, Now I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, so that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has been well known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard and to everyone else, and that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear. Some, to be sure, are preaching Christ even from envy and strife, but some are also from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, rather than from pure motives, thinking to cause me distress in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in this I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that I will not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness, Christ will even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
好，请我们往前翻，翻到加拉太书第二章。
And a couple books before this, in the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第二章，我们读我们非常熟悉的第二十节。
We'll read that very familiar verse, Galatians 2:20.
加拉太书二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved meAnd gave himself up for me.
好，我们再往前几卷书，哥林多前书。
Another couple books before this, in the First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第一章，我们读第三十节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
哥林多前书第一章第三十节，但你们得在基督耶稣里，是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. Let us have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的大爱和你丰盛的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your great love and your abundant grace.
主，你一直保守我们直到今日。
You have always kept us even until now.
在这新的一年里，主，我们实在是在你恩典里面来向你献上感谢和赞美。
In this new year, we want to offer up praises and thanksgiving in your grace.
就像我们刚才所唱的诗歌。
Just like the hymn we just sang.
我们何等盼望你能够在一切的事上能够居首位。
How we desire that you may be supreme in all things.
我们将早晨的聚会也仰望在你的恩典里。
We commit the following gathering into your hands.
愿你在向我们每一颗心来说话。
By your grace, may you speak to our hearts.
叫你在我们每一个蒙恩的人身上得着你当得的地位。
That everyone who has received your grace, that you may be supreme.
愿你得着荣耀。
May you be glorified.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. 今天是2020年的第一个主日。
This is the first Sunday of 2020.
我们知道2019年过去了。
We know 2019 has already passed.
我们正式进入了2020年。
And we have officially stepped into 2020.
在过去的2019年里。
In the past year,
虽然我们有软弱，我们也有失败。
Though we may have our weaknesses, we have failures.
但我们还能够在这新的一年里面，靠着主的恩典，还要继续跟随他往前去。
But in the new year, by His grace, we can follow Him and press on forward.
一方面，我们为着以往的软弱和失败，我们要向神认罪。
On one hand, we do need to confess our sins.For his, for our weaknesses and for our failures.
因为约翰一书一章九节告诉我们。
In 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 tells us.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的。
If we confess our sins, he is righteous and just.
必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
He is faithful and just, and he will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
另一方面，旧约约珥书也告诉我们。
On the other hand, in the book of Joel, in the Old Testament, it tells us,
只要我们撕裂心肠，悔改在神的面前。
If we rend our hearts and repent before the Lord,
发怜悯的神还能够把过去蝗虫蚂蚱所吃掉的日子补还给我们。
The God of mercy will restore unto us the years that the locusts have eaten.
这是我们在这新的一年开始，我们对于过往的事，应当在神的面前做一个了结。
So we need to settle all the things of the past before the Lord.
今天早晨要和弟兄姐妹来交通关于基督徒得胜的生活。
But this morning we want to share with everyone this matter of overcoming life.
过去几年里，我常听到有弟兄姐妹分享说，我们听了神许多很好的道理。
In the past several years, I always hear people say that we have heard many good messages.
但在我们实际生活中，却有一个很大的落差。
But in our actual life, there is a big gap.
换句话说，我们知道很好的道理，可是在我们生活当中，我们却活不出来。
On the other hand,in another word, that we have heard all these good messages, but we cannot live it out.
那究竟我们的问题出在哪里?
So what is the problem?
难道基督徒的生活就应该是这样吗?
Is this how our Christian life is?
我们得胜的出路究竟是什么?
What is the way of our victory?
早晨我们要从腓立比书里来找到答案。
So this morning we want to find the answer from the book of Philippians.
因为使徒保罗借着腓立比书和我们分享了基督徒得胜生活的秘诀。
Because Paul has already shared the secrets of this overcoming life.
他说我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
He says for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
对保罗而言，死亡都可以是一个益处。
To Paul, even death is a gain.
我们就知道保罗实在是得着了那得胜生活的秘诀。
So we know Paul truly have received the secret of this overcoming life.
这秘诀也是我们所有基督徒得胜生活的秘诀。
And that's also the secret for all of us, saints of God, how we can overcome as well.
大约在主后53年。
About 53 AD.
使徒保罗在他第二次的巡回布道当中，他建立了腓立比教会。
Paul established the church in Philippi during the second missionary trip.
这段历史的记载在《使徒行传》第十六章里。
And that was recorded in Acts chapter 16.
后来保罗虽然离开了腓立比，到了铁撒罗尼加。
And after he traveled on from Philippi to Thessalonica.
然而腓立比教会的圣徒们仍然继续的供应使徒保罗的生活和侍奉上的需要。
Yet all the saints from Philippi continue to supply his needs and his everything that he needs in his service.
所以我们知道腓立比教会的圣徒和使徒保罗之间有一个亲密的关系。
So we know the saints in Philippi had a very intimate relationship with the Apostle Paul.
到了主后60-63年间，保罗被监禁在罗马的监狱里。
Afterward, around 60-63 AD, Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
腓立比教会就差遣了他们中间的一位弟兄以巴弗提去到罗马去看望并照顾保罗。
And the church of Philippi sent one of their saints Epaphroditus to go visit Paul in Rome.
然后保罗就在他在罗马监狱的时期当中，他写了这一封腓立比书。
So while he was imprisoned in Rome, he wrote this book of Philippians.
他托以巴弗提带回去腓立比教会给教会的众圣徒。
And he brought this letter back by the hands of Epaphroditus to bring back to the saints of Philippi.
这位带着锁链的使徒，他借着这一卷书信来勉励腓立比教会的圣徒们。
And this apostle in chains, through this letter, tries to encourage the saints in the Philippi.
他和他们分享了保罗他自己在艰难环境中那个得胜的秘诀。
And he shared with him his secret of overcoming even in his difficult time.
保罗勉励腓立比的圣徒要常常喜乐。
And he charged all the saints to rejoice always.
因为保罗即使在艰难环境中，他仍然因着主，他有那个说不出来的喜乐。
Because we can see Paul even in this great difficulty, this great distress, he is still full of joy because of the Lord.
所以当我们读腓立比书的时候，我们就读到常常提到喜乐这个字。
So this word joy or rejoicing appears many times in the book of Philippians.
所以有些人就觉得腓立比书的一个主题呢，应当是喜乐。
So many people consider that this would be a theme of the book.
不错，在这短短的四卷腓立比书里，喜乐这个字出现了有17次之多。
Which is true that this word joy in its various forms have appeared over 17 times in this short little book.
我们可以说喜乐的确是腓立比书的一个特点。
And which is a great character of this letter.
然而这卷腓立比书真正的主题应该是基督。
But however, the true theme of this book should be Christ.
因为在这卷书里面基督这个字出现了有37次之多。
Because this word Christ appeared over 37 times in the book.
也就是说保罗借着这卷腓立比书要告诉我们。
That through this letter, Paul wants to tell us.
基督才是基督徒得胜生活的秘诀。
That Christ is the only secret to our overcoming life.
而喜乐乃是我们基督徒得胜生活的一个标记。
And joy will be a sign, a mark of this overcoming life.
我们如何知道基督徒过着一个得胜的生活呢？
How can we know that we're living in victory?
你从他身上能够看见这个喜乐的这个记号。
That you can see the mark of joy in the person.
即使是在艰难的环境中。
Even in difficult times.
为什么保罗能够在艰难中他能够不灰心不忧愁呢？
How come Paul did not lose heart in his distress?
为什么保罗在面对这死亡威胁的时候他仍然能够满有喜乐呢？
Even under the threat of death, he continues to rejoice.
早晨我们要从腓立比书第一章12-21节这段经文我们来学习基督徒得胜生活的秘诀。
So from this portion of scripture from chapter 1, we can see the secrets of his victory.
在12节到第14节这一段呢，给我们看见保罗为了基督的福音，他受了肉身的捆锁。
Paul here from verse 12 to 14, you see Paul, because of the gospel of Christ, he was imprisoned.
记载在使徒行传28章最末了，保罗他就被带着锁链被带到了罗马来等候罗马皇帝的审讯。
It was recorded in the end of Acts chapter 28. It says Paul was imprisoned and brought to Rome. He was waiting for the trial before emperor.
他那时候乃是被允许他是监禁在自己所租的房子里。
And he was allowed to live in the house that he rented. for 2 years.
有点像今天的这个所谓 house arrest.
So today we call that house arrest.
那对罗马帝国来讲，他们还省了这个监狱的这个费用。
And for the Roman Empire, they saved the money from their own prisons.
这保罗在这里等候审讯，一等就是两年。
And he waited there for 2 years.
在这期间，虽然保罗看起来好像失去了自由。
On the outset, it looks like Paul had lost his freedom.
他再不能像从前那样子自由的来巡回布道，来传扬基督的福音。
He could no longer travel and go on missionary journeys like he used to.
但因着他是犯人，每天罗马帝国就安排不同的罗马士兵。来监视他。
But because he was imprisoned there, so a Roman soldier was assigned to take shift and watch over him every day.
所以保罗虽然在他的监禁的房屋里。
So even though he was confined to his own quarters.
但是罗马士兵他们是轮着来看守保罗。
But all the soldiers took shift to watch over him.
保罗也被允许有其他的人能够来拜访保罗。
There were also visitors that were allowed to come and visit him.
就在这样一个受捆锁的环境当中。
So in this time of imprisonment,
结果是罗马御营全军的人都信了耶稣。
As a result, he testified that the entire palace guard came to hear the gospel.
我想因为他们来看守保罗的时候，就听保罗跟他们讲耶稣基督的救恩。
I think whenever they come, it was their shift to come and watch over Paul. Paul will share the gospel with them.
就两年下来，许多罗马御营的士兵都听了福音，信了主耶稣。
So after 2 years, even many of the palace guards came to know the gospel and believe in the Lord.
不仅如此
，Not only that，
就是因着保罗他所受的捆锁，许多的其他的基督徒不但信心没有软弱。
Because of his imprisonment, all the saints around him, not only they did not lose faith,
他们反而更加坚固，更加放胆地来传讲耶稣基督的福音。
But also they took more courage and became confident in sharing the word of God.
叫许多的人能够蒙恩信主。
And even more people came to know the Lord.
保罗为此他就欢喜，而且他说还要欢喜。
So for that, Paul says, "Yes, I rejoice. I will rejoice."
弟兄姐妹，这是何等稀奇的见证
！And what a marvelous testimony!
一位受捆锁的使徒保罗，反而能够来激励。那没有受捆锁的腓立比的众圣徒。
This apostle who were in chains, were able to encourage all the saints who are not in chains.
何等盼望今天主也能够借着使徒保罗的见证来激励我们每一位。
How we desire for his testimony can also encourage all of us.
为了基督的福音，保罗不仅在肉身上受了捆锁。
And for the gospel of Christ, not only he was imprisoned, in his body.
他同时也忍受了那个心理的这个苦楚。
But also he was enduring great sorrow in his heart.
为什么保罗他有这个心灵里的苦楚呢？
What caused him sorrow in the heart?
这边他说到，因为有的人传基督的时候呢，他们是带着不良的动机。
Because here he says there are people who preach Christ out of impure motives.
他们不管是因着嫉妒，因着纷争，他们在那里传福音。
They share the gospel out of strife and out of envy.
同时有一些称为基督的，称为弟兄的，他们在那里呢，在保罗的背后，因着保罗被监禁，他们在那里来嘲讽保罗。
And even though there are those who proclaim to be brethren, but because of Paul's imprisonment, will ridicule Paul behind his back.
在那里批评保罗的服事。
Where they will criticize his ministries.
在那里冷嘲热讽保罗的遭遇。
And they will laugh at Paul and gossip about him.
弟兄姐妹，我们想到如果这样的事情发生在你我的身上，我们可能都要伤心难过好一阵子。
And if these things happen to you and I, we'll probably be very sorrowful for a long time.
然而保罗却不是这样。
But Paul was not so.
他说他还能够欢喜。
He says, "What then? I will still rejoice."
他说，因为无论是假意是真心
，because whether in pretense or in truth，
和基督究竟传开了，为此我就欢喜。
Christ is proclaimed, and in this I rejoice.
就姐妹，我们看见保罗对于基督的那个心是何等的热切。
And you see how Paul was, in his heart was so earnest and eager for Christ.
他所求的就是基督。能够照常显大。
And all he prays for is that Christ can be exalted.
今天我们或许不会遭遇像保罗这样的捆锁或是苦楚。
Perhaps we will not endure such imprisonment like Paul.
但我们或许正处在一个另一种的捆锁和苦楚的里头。
But perhaps there are other forms of imprisonment, or chains that we endure.
可能是我们生病了。
Maybe we are ill.
或是我们正在养育不听话的青少年。
Or perhaps we're dealing with our children who are that are not obedient.
我相信今天初中生在我们中间，这有主的美意。
I trust it was God's good purpose for the middle schoolers to be with us.
因为今天我要讲的分享的信息跟你们是很有关系的。
And because everything I want to share has much to do with young people.
好，所以呢，我们看见有些父母亲呢，他们在养育不听话的青少年当中啊，他们就好像活在一个受捆锁遭苦楚的一个处境当中。
I have heard some parents when they're dealing with their rebellious teenagers, they as if they were in some kind of prison.
比方说因着这个青少年的孩子哈，他们沉迷于这个上网打游戏，或是这个社交视频。
For example, I've heard parents whose kids are so addicted to video games for YouTube videos or social media.
咱们就看玩游戏或看视频，看到很晚很晚。
And they will play games or watch videos to very very late.
然后他们就不好好睡觉。
And they will not sleep well.
那父母亲的爱孩子呢，他们就不忍心。
But because these parents love their kids,
怎么办呢？
And what can they do?
他们为了保护孩子啊，就只好牺牲自己的睡眠，就整晚陪着孩子。
For the sake of protecting their kids, they will sacrifice their own sleep and stay up with their kids.
姐妹，这像不像是一种捆锁呢？
Isn't that like a form of imprisonment?
因为你爱孩子的心呢，就把你跟孩子绑在一起了。
Because you love your kids and your heart was bound to your kids.
孩子不睡觉，你也不能睡觉。
And if they don't sleep, then you choose also not to sleep.
那当遇到这样的情形，我们该怎么办呢？
So what can we do in situations like this?
有些父母亲说，这还不简单，我就把 internet 关掉就好了。
Some parents would say, oh, that's easy, I just turn off the internet.
那有些父母或许说，那我就严厉的责备孩子，叫他们不可以这样子。
Or some parents would say, then I would discipline them very harshly, so they would learn not to do it.
那或许有些父母亲说，那我就忍耐等候吧。
And some other parents would say that I would just endure very patiently.
等候什么呢？
I would persevere.
等候孩子上大学，眼不见为净。
Until they go to college, then I won't see anymore.
弟兄姐妹，当我们面对我们做父母和孩子之间的关系上出现这样的难处的时候，究竟该怎么办？
But when we have difficulty in our relationship with our children, what can we do?
当然，我们中间的青少年不一定有这些问题。
And I'm not saying everyone here, all the young people have the same problem.
但如果有的话，就请求你们能够注意的听。
But if anyone is struggling, I do pray that you will pay attention.
因为还有些青少年，他们对父母亲就以一个不尊重的态度，甚至于用言语来攻击父母，伤父母的心。
And many young people would even, because of disobedience or rebellion, they would attack their parents in words, or in harsh words.
还有些青少年，他们渐渐有自己的思想，自己的想法和意见。
And many young people gradually having their own minds made up.
他们不愿意跟父母亲一起来聚会。
That they will have their own opinions and they will choose not to come to the gathering anymore with their parents.
这也让父母亲感到备受压力。
And it will bring much pressure and disappointment to their parents.
心里面苦不堪言。
And there is great sorrows in their hearts.
小姐妹，我们若是做父母亲，当我们遇到这些的情形，我们该怎么办呢？
As parents, if you are in these kind of situations, what can we do?
当我们发现孩子渐渐长大之后，好像与我们的关系越来越疏远了。那我们当如何才能够在这样的一个难处中能够来得胜呢？
And if your children are growing up, but your relationship become more and more estranged, then how can we resolve these issues and find victory in these?
保罗告诉我们，他得胜的秘诀就是我活着就是基督。
But Paul says his secret is that for him, to live is Christ.
保罗并不是说 我就是基督。
He's not saying that he is Christ.
如果保罗这样说的话，那他信仰真的是有问题。
If he says that he becomes Christ, then there is some problem with his faith.
保罗也不是说我是靠着基督来得胜。
And he's not saying that he is gaining victory by Christ.
保罗乃是说我活着。就是基督。
He simply says to live is Christ.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
简单的解释就是，乃是基督做我的生命。
Simply put, that Christ has become His life.
或是说，在我生活当中，乃是基督从我身上活出来。
And in another word, in His daily living, it was Christ who is lived out of Him.
那保罗借着这一卷腓立比书和我们分享了关于我活的就是基督的这个四个方面。
And so Paul shared from these several verses these four aspects of living is Christ.
也可以说是腓立比书里的四个重点。
These are four key points of the book of Philippians.
今天早晨我们先来看第一个。
And we'll begin by seeing the first one.
就是保罗在第二十节后面所说的。
That in verse 20 at the end he says,
保罗说无论是生是死总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
He says, even now, as always, be exalted in my body. Christ be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
这就是保罗在艰难环境中他能够得胜的那个秘诀。
And that was his secret for gaining the victory in his distress.
保罗说只要基督在我身上照常显大，我就能够胜过捆锁，胜过苦楚，胜过艰难，胜过任何的试探。
He says, if Christ can be exalted in my body in any circumstance, then I will have the victory. I will overcome all my sorrows and chains.
那我们来看这句话到底是什么意思。
So let's dissect to see what it really means.
这边讲到说是基督在我身上。
He says, Christ in my body.
在我身上就是说在我们每一天的生活中。
Meaning in our daily lives.
我的说话行事。
Our words, our deeds,
我的一举一动,
everything we do and say,
还有我的心思意念,
even our thoughts and meditations.
我们都知道叫基督在我们心灵里面显大呢相对来说是比较容易一点。
We might think if we have Christ to be exalted in our heart or in our spirit, then it might be easier.
这是很重要的。
It is important.
就像我们感谢主刚刚Caleb 弟兄和我们所分享的，他能够被主提醒，基督要在我们的心中来居首位。
And just as our Caleb shared that the Lord reminded him that Christ should be exalted or should be supreme in his heart.
但保罗在这里所要强调的是在我身上。
But Paul emphasizes here that Christ will be in my body.
这边就说到包括我们眼睛所看的。
And including the things that we see with our eyes,
我们嘴巴所说的,
what we say with our lips,
我们手所做的,
what we do with our hands,
我们脚所去的地方,
where we go with our feet.
同姐妹, 这是包括我们生活当中的点点滴滴, 各方各面。
He includes every detail of our lives.
我几天前我遇见了一位很久没有见到的一位弟兄。
A few days ago, I met a brother whom I have not seen for many, many years.
在谈话当中，他就问候我的家庭。
In our conversation, he greeted all my family.
他说：“翁弟兄，你的三个孩子怎么样了？”
And he said, "Brother James, how were your three kids?"
所以你知道我们多久没见面。
So now you know how long we have not met each other.
所以我告诉他说，我们现在是有五个孩子。
And told him we actually have five kids now.
他说感谢主。
He said, "Wow, thank the Lord."
我要讲的是五个孩子听起来很多。
And it sounded like five kids are a lot.
但时间过得更快。
But time flies even faster.
就连我们家最小的小妹妹，我们的老五啊，今年都要上大学了。
Even my youngest one is about to go to college this year.
那平常很多时候我们家那个女儿们都是妈妈比较花多时间跟他们有交通。
And in daily lives, the mother actually spent more time talking to them.
可在去年下半年，因为我的小女儿开始准备要申请大学。
And but towards the end of last year, because my youngest one, my daughter was preparing to apply for college.
就像我们今天 中间的这些青少年啊，再过几年就轮到你们要申请大学了。
Just like our middle schoolers here, just in the short few years, you will also be applying for colleges.
所以呢，我就关心我这小女儿她申请大学的这个情形。
So I really cared for my daughter's process as she applies for college.
但我很少有机会啊，真的跟她啊。交流一下。
But I never really had a lot of time or opportunity to really talk to her.
可去年底当他正在申请的时候，有一天我就坐下来跟他谈一下话。
But when she was in the middle of her applications, there was one time I had an opportunity to sit down with her and talk to her.
就问他说他想去哪里念大学啊。
I asked her, where do you want to go for college?
他心目中最想去的大学是哪一所啊。
What is your dream college?
你们有没有想过？
Have you even thought of what your dream school would be?
可能还太早。
Maybe it's too early for you.
但他的回答让我心里面非常受到感动。
But what her answer was really touched my heart.
她说虽然她申请了德州几所的大学。
She said she did apply to a few schools in Texas.
但她说如果主要她在哪里能够继续来服侍主，她就愿意顺服到主所要她去的地方。
But she says wherever the Lord wants to place her where she can really serve the Lord continually,then that's where she's willing to go.
姐妹，当我听到她这样说，我心里就很放心了。
And so whenever I hear that answer, I really have no worries in my heart.
因为我知道我们的主必亲自带领她到主所要她去的地方。
Because I know our Lord is faithful to lead her to wherever he desires.
总叫基督在我们身上照常显大。
For Christ to be exalted as always.
姐妹，这包括在我们生活当中的每一个具体的事情。
And to be exalted in our body means every specific thing in our lives.
那照常这个字是什么意思呢？
And this word, as always, what does that mean?
其实很简单，就是现今和往常仍然是一样的。
It means now, as always, as before, is the same.
就是我们从前怎么样呢？今天还是这样。
How we were before is the same today.
那我们来看一下那使徒保罗他是怎么样子让基督在他身上照常显大。
And we want to see how Paul can allow Christ to be exalted in his body.
在使徒行传第22章记载了保罗有一次在耶路撒冷向犹太众人在那里做见证。
Acts chapter 22 recorded how Paul bore his testimony in Jerusalem.
保罗回想到他初蒙恩的时候。
He recalled the time when he was just saved.
就是在他要去大马色的路上，突然间从天有一个大光照着他。
He said as he was approaching Damascus, around noontime, a very bright light suddenly flashed from heaven.
在那时，保罗就知道从天上向他说话的这位耶稣乃是他的主。
And from that moment on, he knew this Christ Jesus who was speaking to him from heaven became his Lord.
因为他问了一个问题说主啊你是谁
And because he asked the question Who are you Lord?
当天上的这位主向他说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣
And when it was answered to him I am Jesus the Nazarene whom you are persecuting
从那一天开始保罗就知道并且他认定这位耶稣就是他一生的主
And from that moment on he came to know and even was convictedthat Christ, this Jesus, became his Lord.
并且在保罗蒙恩的那个时候
And also at that moment,
保罗他向着这位向他说话的主他也问另外一个问题
He asked the second question.
他问他说主啊我当做什么
He asked, what shall I do, Lord?
保罗这两个问题基本上就涵盖了他一生的生活与侍奉
And these two questions actually summarized his entire life and ministry.
因为在保罗一蒙恩得救之后他的生活与侍奉就有180度的一个大转变
Because we can see how his life and his ministry turned 180 degrees completely
保罗不再做自己的主
And he was no longer the Lord of himself
保罗不再做自己的事
He was no longer doing his own things
保罗蒙恩之后他的一生单单做主所要他做的事
And after he was saved, he spent his whole life doing only what the Lord wanted him to do.
一直到他离世之前
Even until right before he departed from the earth.
保罗在他为主殉道之前他说
Before he was martyred, he said,
我离世的时候到了
He said, my time has come.
那美好的仗我已经打了。
He said, I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have finished the race.
所信的道我已经守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
感谢主，我们看见在保罗的一生当中，基督在他身上照常显大。
And we see how throughout his whole life, he allowed Christ to be exalted.
弟兄姐妹，那我们又是如何呢？
And how about ourselves? How about our life?
在我们受浸的时候，
When we were baptized,
弟兄姐妹，你还记得你受浸的时候吗？
Do you still remember the time when you were baptized?
在我们受浸的时候，我们都做一个见证。
We have all bore the same testimony.
基督是我的主。
That Christ is our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，记得吗？
Do you remember that?
在你受浸的时候，你记得你曾经在众人面前宣告基督是你的主。
Do you still remember when you were baptized that you testified before all men that Christ is your Lord?
到今天，或许你已经蒙恩，信主蒙恩十年或者二十年。
Till today, perhaps you have been baptized and believed the Lord for 10 years or 20 years.
基督是否照常是你的主？
Is the Lord even now as always still your Lord?
基督是否仍然在你的身上能够照常显大呢？
Is Christ now as always be exalted in you?
我们许多时候，特别在聚会的时候，我们口里常常说主啊主啊。
So often, especially in our gatherings, it's easy for us to say Lord, Lord.
但当我们回到家里，或是我们到了工作的职场，
But when we go home or we go to work,
基督仍然是我们的主吗？
Is Christ still our Lord?
在我们养育儿女的事情上面，
As we raise our children,
基督究竟是不是真的是主？
Is Christ truly the Lord of our parenting?
我们是否在我们养育儿女的过程当中，我们真的是让基督能够照常显大呢？
In the whole process of raising up our kids and parenting them, are we allowing Christ to be exalted?
那显大是什么意思？
And what does it mean to be exalted?
显大这个原文字的意思很简单，就是放大。
And the original text is actually very simple. It just means magnify or to enlarge.
就像我们平常年轻的人可能没有体会哈，像到我这个年纪啊，我们看见有些那个药瓶子那上面的说明啊，字很小，我看都看不清楚。
Perhaps young people doesn't have this experience, but for us who are older, there we have to take medicines, and a lot of the medicine bottles have very small fonts.
所以有几次我真的是在我们家就要找放大镜啊，才能够看这个药物的说明。
So at home, I'm always looking for magnifier glass so that I can see the small text on a medicine bottle.
所以弟兄姐妹看我的圣经啊，也是越换越大本啊。
So if you notice, I have changed several Bibles. The font gets bigger and bigger.
啊，因为看不清楚。
Because I can't see very clearly anymore.
那个显大的原文很简单，就是他就把我们看不清楚的东西把它放大，让我们能够看得清楚。
So this word simply means to magnify and to enlarge, for something that we cannot see before, now we can see more clearly.
圣灵在我们身上的工作就像这个放大镜。
So the Holy Spirit in us is doing this work of a magnifying glass.
约翰福音告诉我们。
The Gospel of John tells us.
好，圣灵来了，就是要来高举基督。来见证基督。
That when the Holy Spirit comes, He will exalt Christ and to testify who He is.
换句话说，今天基督要在我们身上显大，那是圣灵的工作。
In another word, for Christ to be magnified in our lives, that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
就圣灵要在我们身上来叫基督被人看见，叫基督被人尊崇。
The Holy Spirit will do such a work in us so that people can see Christ in us and people can exalt Christ in us.
换句话说，当圣灵在我们身上工作的时候，
In another word, when the Holy Spirit does His work in us,
他叫人从我们身上所看见的就不再是我们，而是看见基督。
That he will magnify Christ in such a way that the people can no longer see ourselves, but they will see Christ.
弟兄姐妹，今天如果有人因着你我的好行为而称赞我们，
Today, if you are commended by people because of good deeds,
归荣耀给我们，
and they will glorify us,
我们的见证可能就错了，
then perhaps our testimony is wrong.
主耶稣曾经在马太福音第五章那里对门徒们这么说。
Jesus used to tell his disciples in Matthew chapter 5.
他说叫人看见你们的好行为便将荣耀归给在天上的父。
You do it in such a way that men may see good work in you and give glory to the Father in heaven.
这是不是很稀奇的事情？
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
就像刚刚我们弟兄在弹钢琴。
Just as our brother was playing the piano.
那我们觉得哎呀，弟兄的琴弹的真是好啊。
And we thought,、oh, what a beautiful music that he's playing.
但是呢，你却对我说，汪弟兄啊，你真是太棒了。
And yet you come to me and say, oh, Brother James, that was great.
你不是这很奇怪的事情。
And don't you think that's weird?
但是我们看见主耶稣告诉我们。
But that's what Jesus was telling his disciples.
当圣灵在我们基督徒身上工作的时候。
When the Holy Spirit does a work in the Christian.
圣灵在我们身上高举基督见证基督的时候
when the Holy Spirit was able to exalt Christ and to magnify Christ in us
当我们顺从圣灵的感动和带领有一些的好行为
and when we follow the will of the Spirit and his leading to perform some good works
虽然好行为是在我们身上
even though we perform the good works
但是我们看见圣灵却能够叫人叫看见的人怎么样他们把荣耀归给在天上的父
But through the work of the Holy Spirit, whoever sees this good work will give glory to the Father in heaven.
弟兄姐妹，这是今天圣灵在你我身上所要做的一件非常稀奇的事情。
And this is a marvelous thing that the Holy Spirit will do in us.
这里我再原谅我再说一遍。
Do forgive me for repeating it.
今天如果人看见我们的好行为归荣耀给我们，那么我们的见证很可能就错了。
If people see our good deeds and give glory to ourselves, then our testimony will be wrong.
今天我们在生活中的好行为和各样的见证
all the testimony that we bear, all the good deeds that we do.
我们的目的乃是要叫人归荣耀给神
Our purpose is only one that men may give glory to our Father in heaven.
就说这样的事太难了
And some may say this is too difficult.
的确，这不是我们可以做得到的
And indeed, it is not something that we can do ourselves.
这是圣灵要在你我身上所做的工作
It is the work of the Holy Spirit that He will do in us.
我们感谢主，在去年底，主为我们年轻人预备了一次的青年冬令会
And we thank the Lord just in the past few weeks, the Lord has prepared this winter retreat for the young people.
当然，这已经是好几年神恩待我们。
And of course, the Lord has been gracious to us in past many years.
那我们也知道，有些父母亲告诉我们，他们就替他们的孩子报名参加这个冬令会。
And some parents actually confessed that they had registered their children on their behalf.
甚至有些父母亲他不知道，他也没把握。虽然帮孩子报了名，到底孩子去还是不去呢
？And some parents might not even have the confidence that even if they register for their children, their children might or might not go.
但我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
今年这个冬令会啊，最后去参加、实际去参加的人，比原本我们知道报名的人还要多一些。
This year, more people attended than that were registered.
那当然，我们不知道具体发生什么事。
We don't know how all the details that went in behind registration.
那不仅如此。
But not only this.
据说那个在名单上面所有报名的人呢，都准时到了这个我们教会的停车场搭那个两部大巴。
But everyone who had registered that were committed to going, all came on time to aboard the bus.
1:30两部巴士载满了年轻人准时出发
1:30 two buses departed right on time
弟兄姐妹这其实背后啊其实有许许多多祷告的扶持
and of course we know and behind all this there are many prayers that supported the work
当然教会周三祷告会周三晚上的祷告会在过去几个月里面几乎每周都为了青年冬令会在祷告
And we have been praying for this weekly at our prayer meeting every Wednesday night for the past many months
我们相信有许多做父母亲的也为了这次冬令会为了自己的孩子在主面前有很多的祷告
And we trust many parents also brought up their children before the Lord in prayers
因为这非常稀奇的事情
And it is a marvelous thing
是谁能够叫我们中间的这些年轻人们他 他们愿意去参加他们原本可能不喜欢的一个聚会呢？
Who gave these young people a willingness to attend a retreat maybe they may not naturally like to go?
我相信我们中间有不少父母亲已经在养育儿女的事情上学了一个功课。
And I trust many parents are already learning this lesson in the matter of parenting.
当孩子开始进入青少年时期。
And when the children enter into teenage years.
我们做父母现在以为我们能够像从前一样。
As parents, we thought we could do as we used to do.
就是靠着唠叨来勉强他们做他们不想做的事情。
That we can just nag them until they're forced to do what they did not like to do.
我们初中生中有没有这样的感觉？
I don't know if any middle schoolers have the same feeling.
我相信是有的。
I trust some of you do.
但是我不会要你们举手。
I will not ask you to raise your hands.
但是我们父母亲渐渐在养育儿女的过程当中，我们在主的面前学了一点功课。
But as parents, we are also learning lessons before the Lord.
因为当孩子越来越大之后，
Because when your children grow older and older,
我们发现我们实在是没有办法再靠着我们自己的办法，靠着我们自己的唠叨来勉强孩子做他们不愿意做的事。
We begin to realize it no longer works for us to try to force them to do things or to nag them.
这时候怎么办呢？
And so what can we do?
感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
当这样的父母亲他渐渐认识到说他不能再也不能靠自己来勉强孩子做他们所不愿意做的事。
If a parent realized that they can no longer raise their kids according to their own ways, according to their own strength,
他们怎么办呢？
Then what can they do?
感谢神他们能够来寻求神。
But we thank the Lord, they can come before the Lord and seek after him. 他们能
够借着祷告让神来做他们所不能做的事。
That through prayers, God can do a work that they cannot do themselves.
所以感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
当我们后来听见一些父母亲他们在这次冬令会当中经历了神所做的事情。
So when I heard some testimonies from some parents that they experienced what God had done.
就他们所希望孩子能够参加冬令会的这个事情都能够得着成就。
Even as simple as they desire for their kids to attend the winter retreat, but it was the Lord who really prompted in their hearts.
并不是靠着他们的唠叨。
Not by their nagging.
也不是靠着他们用威胁利诱的方式。
Not by their threatening or forcing.
而是看见是圣灵在孩子们心里面来感动，来带领。
But they saw a moving of the Holy Spirit in the hearts of their own children.
当我们看见就是基督能够在这些做父母亲们的身上能够照常显大的时候，
When Christ was able to be magnified in the lives of the parents,
我们看见就便将荣耀归给神。
Then all may give glory to the Father above.
因为我们知道不是父母亲有本事，
Because it was not very able parents who accomplished
things. 是基督在他们身上照常显大。
But Christ was exalted.
让孩子们看见以后他们心里面也能够顺服圣灵在他们里面的带领。
That when the children see Christ, they may also obey the Holy Spirit.
或许有弟兄，或许有人会说，那我也曾经尝试着要非常努力的来活出基督。
Some may also say that I have tried very hard to live out Christ.
虽然我不能经常的得胜，但我偶尔也有得胜的经历。
Even though I cannot say that I have become victorious all the time, but once in a while, I do experience victory.
弟兄姐妹，原谅我这么说。
But do forgive me for saying this.
我们若是靠着自己的力量偶尔得胜，这很可能根本就不是真正的得胜。
If we think we have experienced victory by our own strength, then very likely this is not true victory at all.
让我用夫妻之间的关系来做一个例子。
And I'll give you an example as husband and wife.
我想对初中生来说你们也可以听一听。
And even for middle schoolers, you may even find this example useful.
当然不是因为你们很快要进入夫妻关系。
Not that you are entering into a spousal relationship very soon.
是因为这个夫妻关系之间很多的冲突跟矛盾冲突啊跟你们是有关系的。
But you realize a lot of the problems between husband and wife has much to do with you guys.
因为夫妻在养育孩子的过程当中两个人因为来自不同的背景，有许多不同的想法、不同的理想、不同的原则。
Because as husband and wife, because they all come from different backgrounds, different upbringing, they have different thoughts and different principles when it comes to raising their kids.
所以在还没有需要养育孩子之前，夫妻关系或许还可以。
Perhaps before a child comes along, husband and wife's relationship used to be pretty good.
但当你们出生以后啊,
But as soon as the young people were born,
你们父母亲都爱你们,
and your parents both love you very much.
但他们爱你们有不同的想法, 不同的办法。
But they have different ways of loving you and different methods of trying to raise you.
所以 不知道你们注意到没注意到, 所以他们之间呢, 就开始有不少的这个摩擦和冲突。
I don't know if you have noticed, sometimes they will have frictions in the matter of how to raise you.
那怎么办呢?
So what can they do?
当然,如果我们愿意在主面前好好学功课,那我们是有办法的。
And of course, if we're willing to learn a lesson before the Lord,
因为你们都知道,因为基督就是一切问题的答案,不是吗?
Because you already know, Jesus is the answer to all our questions.
但如果我们这个功课学得慢,没有学好,
But if we're not good at learning these lessons,
那我们因着教养孩子的方式原则不同呢，夫妻之间的关系就产生许多的问题。
And if we have different principles and different methods of raising kids, then there might be frictions and difficulties in the relationship.
实在是无奈，对不对？
And it will bring much sorrow.
怎么办呢？
But what can we do?
我们盼望在哪里呢？
What is our hope?
有些夫妻就想，哎呀，那等，就咬紧牙根吧。
Some husband and wife would say, let's just endure it.
等小孩上大学以后呢，那我们矛盾冲突怎么样，就少了很多。
Let's clench our teeth until our kids go to college, and then we will not see these problems very often anymore.
当然等孩子上大学之后呢，这夫妻的年纪也就大了。
But, and of course, when they go to college, the husband and wife becomes older.
所以好像夫妻之间的争吵也变少了。
And there will be less arguing.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为年纪大了嘛，总是修养要好一点了。
Because when you grow older, perhaps hopefully you have better self-discipline.
脾气啊，这环境也不一样了。
And your temperament has become softer, and the circumstance has become different.
所以我们以为，哎呀，你看我们现在比以前能够得胜。
So we thought, oh, now we have more victory than before.
弟兄姐妹，无论是靠着忍耐，靠着修养。靠着环境的改变而有了得胜，那不是真正的得胜。
But brothers and sisters, whether it's by perseverance or training or the change of environment, these are not true victories.
因为神的救恩不是要改变我们。
Because the salvation of God is not to change us.
神的救恩不是要改变我们原来那个旧有的生命。
He's not trying to change our old nature and old self.
神的救恩乃是要用基督的生命来代替你我的旧生命。
But his true salvation is that he will replace our life with Christ.
因此基督徒真正在生活当中真正的得胜，乃是让基督从我们身上能够活出来。
Because the true victory of a Christian life is so that Christ can be lived out instead of us.
是基督活出来的时候，他为我们胜过任何的艰难，任何的捆锁，任何的试探和引诱。
When the life of Christ is lived out, then he can overcome any temptation, any trials, difficulties.
而我们发现在过去我们一直努力尝试的过程当中不断的失败再失败。
And we do know when we try to live out this life ourselves, we have experienced failure after failure.
我们不能得胜的那个最大的原因其实就是我们自己。
The main reason why we cannot gain the victory is because of ourselves.
因为我们一直要靠着自己的聪明、自己的办法、自己的力量来过一个得胜的生活。
We have always tried to live this victorious life by our own strength, by our own wisdom, by our own power.
所以因为这是不可能的。
And this is impossible.
因此神也就任凭我们一次一次的失败。
And so often God will allow us to experience failure after failure.
姐妹，神原来心意他是不愿意看见我们失败的。
Of course, he does not like to see us fail.
有哪一个做父母亲的愿意看着孩子在学走路当中不断的跌倒呢？
Which parent would like to see their kids keep falling and stumbling when they're learning to walk?
可是因为我们的自己。
But because of ourself,
神必须任凭我们。
And he allows us.
直到我们一次一次失败到了一个地步。
Until we will fail until the end.
我们真的认清了我们自己。
To a point that we come to know ourselves.
我们真的承认我们自己不行。
We truly confess that there is nothing we could do.
自己无能。
We are completely hopeless.
再也不愿意来靠着我们自己。
And we will no longer want to rely on ourselves.
单单叫基督能够在我身上来照常显大。
So that Christ and Christ only may be exalted in us.
所以你们在这件事情上面，我为了过去一年，我非常的感谢主。
And so I really thank the Lord for this past year.
主实在是让我看到， 自己是何等的不行，何等的无能，何等的软弱，何等的无用。
Because God really opened my eyes to see how completely helpless and useless, and completely weak that I am.
但是我感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
愿意在这新的一年。
In this new year.
我们能够来单单的来靠着主，来让主在我们身上来显为大。
I desire to for the Lord and Lord alone to be exalted.
那我们如何能够在实际的我们生活当中呢，来叫基督照常显大呢
？So what can we do in our actual life for the Lord to be magnified?
首先要坚信神在基督里为我们所成就的救恩。
First of all, we need to be convicted of the salvation that He has already accomplished in Christ.
感谢主，早晨弟兄，还有我们在弟兄里面在波饼聚会当中，我们都已经把这个神的救恩，其实借着祷告都表明出来。
And we do praise the Lord for this morning, our brother, and also at the table meetings through prayers, we have all expressed the fullness of His salvation.
在这里，我们还要复习，稍微再复习一下神全备的救恩。
We do want to just give a very quick and a short review of what His full and perfect salvation is.
就是神在基督里。为罪人成就了两件非常重要的事情。
That in Christ, God had accomplished two great things for sinners like us.
盼望今天早晨每一位都能够听清楚。
And I hope every one of us here can hear it very clearly.
第一，是借着基督的宝血洗净人所有的罪。
That it was the blood of Christ that cleansed all of our unrighteousness.
我想这一点我们每一个蒙恩的人都十分清楚。
I trust all of us who are saved know this very well.
第二是神借着基督的十字架将他的生命分赐给凡相信的人。
Secondly, it was through the cross of Christ that he imparted his life to all of those who believe in him.
所以我想特别在问一问我们中间的初中生们。
And especially for the middle schoolers before us,
你们对神的救恩认识吗？
Do you know the salvation of God?
两点
，Only these two points.
第一
，One，
基督的血洗净你的罪。
The blood of Christ has washed our sins clean.
第二
，Secondly，
当基督在十字架上身体裂开的时候
，As he broke his body on the cross，
神把他的生命，把基督的生命赐给凡相信的人。
He imparted the life of Christ, that eternal life, to all those who believe in him.
因此，神的救恩在我们信的人身上。一方面叫我们能够因着罪得赦免，我们能够与神和好。
So in for us who believe in Him, on one hand, because of faith, we can be reconciled to the Father because our sins were cleansed.
叫我们成为神的儿女。
That we may become children of God.
另一方面，叫我们能够因着神所赐给我们这个新的生命，我们能够活出一个得胜的生活。
Secondly, because of this new life God has given us, we can live out a victorious life.
能够活出一个荣耀神的生活。
We can live out a life that glorifies God.
前面有弟兄说的很好。
A brother had gone before us and he said it very well.
基督代替我们死，我们就不用死。
He said Christ died in our stead so that we no longer need to die.
同时神的救恩也赐给我们，因着基督代替我们活，我们就不用
In the same way, Christ now lives for us, so we no longer need to live.
弟兄姐妹，神把基督赐给我们，是付上何等的代价
？And how much, how great a price God paid so that He can give Christ to us?
我们的主为了叫我们得着他的生命，他所受的是何等的羞辱和痛苦
？Our Lord, for the sake that He can impart His life to us, He endured so much pain and shame.
所以我们必须要明白今天神把基督生命赐给我们的那个意义和目的。
So we must understand the reason and the meaning of why he gave his life for us.
因为没有一个基督徒是能够靠着自己原有的生命来过一个得胜的生活。
Because there is not one Christian who can live by his own strength, by his own life, to live out this victory.
基督徒能够活出那个得胜的生活，唯一途径就是让基督的生命从我们身上
The only overcoming life that can be lived out is the life of Christ.
就是保罗他和我们分享他那个得胜的秘诀。
So that is the secret that Paul shared with us.
我们再来读我们刚请我们再翻到我们刚读过在加拉太书二章二十节的经文。
And let us go back to Galatians chapter 2 that we just read.
这里保罗说我 已经与基督同钉十字架。
Here Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ.
弟兄姐妹，在我们受浸的时候。
And when we were baptized,
我们如果还记得的话,
if you still remember,
我们受浸的意义是什么呢?
What was the meaning of baptism?
我们受浸就表明我们与基督的联合。
It simplifies that, it exemplifies that we have been united with Christ.
因着与基督的联合,
and because of that union,
当基督在十字架上死的时候,
when Christ died on the cross,
他不仅代替我们的罪而死在十字架上。
Not only he took our sins and died on the cross.
他也带着我们的旧人与他同钉在十字架上。
But he also brought all of our flesh, our old self, to be crucified with him.
所以我们看见基督死了，我们也死了。
So we see Christ died on the cross, and we were also crucified.
基督埋葬，我们也埋葬。
When Christ was buried, we were buried with him.
但感谢神，当基督从死里复活的时候，我们因着与他联合，我们也与他一同复活。
And we praise the Lord when he was raised from the dead. We, because of our union with Christ, we were also raised up by the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们相信神的话吗？
Do we believe the word of God?
神说，我已经，神的话说，借着保罗说告诉我们，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And through Paul, God tells us, I have been crucified with Christ.
因着我们旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
Because of our old self has been crucified with Christ.
所以我们可以阿们保罗所说的，现在活着的不再是我。乃是基督在我里面活着。
And therefore we can give a hearty amen, saying, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me."
并且保罗接着说
，And he continues,
我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们真心相信神的话所告诉我们的
，If we truly believe the word of God.
如果我们真的相信神在基督里面所为我们成就这样一个伟大的救恩
If we truly believe the great salvation that Christ has accomplished
弟兄姐妹我们夫妻之间就不会有那么多的难处和问题
Then we will not have so much difficulties between husband and wife
我们想到在我们生活当中许许多多各式各样的问题都是因着我们的己在那里
When we think of all the difficulties that we encounter, very often it is because of ourselves.
因着我们的性格，因着我们的想法，我们的愿望，我们的理想。
Because of our own nature, our character, our opinions, our thoughts and dreams.
就是在我们教养儿女的事情上面，许多时候我们也是坚持自己的看法。
Even on the matter of raising up our own children, so often we insist on our own ideas for our own method.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要求主开我们里面的眼睛。
How we need the Lord to open the eyes of our heart，
叫我们能够看见神在基督里所为我们成就的这样的一个救恩。
So we may see the great salvation that God has accomplished in Christ。
不仅我们的罪得赦免
，Not only that our sin were sanctified，
并且我们得着了基督做我们的生命。
But we have received Christ as our life。
基督要在我们里面活出来。
And Christ needs to be lived out through us.
这是为什么保罗说，我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
And that is why Paul says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
当基督从我们身上活出来的时候
，When Christ is lived out through us,
当我们这个身体能够照着基督的心意带领去做的时候
，When our body, our lives can be lived out according to the will of God,
我们看见结果无论怎么样，主自己。就负一切的责任。
And whatever the result, whatever happens, the Lord bears all the responsibility.
就算是死了，也是得胜。
Even if in death, there is still victory.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这是保罗给我们看见那个得胜的秘诀。
And that's the secret that Paul has experienced in his victories.
今天基督要从你我身上活出来。
Today, Christ wants to be lived out through you and I.
我们的己就得要死。
And for that to happen, ourself has to die.
今天基督要在我们身上能够兴旺。
If Christ wants to increase in us,
我们的己就必须要渐渐的衰微。
Then ourself has to decrease.
弟兄姐妹，我们的天然生命都是为着自己，都是爱护自己。
Our natural self, our natural life loves ourselves. They want to protect ourselves.
实在是只有当基督那舍命的大爱在我们里面激励我们的时候
But only when that sacrificial love of Christ truly gains, constrains us
我们才会愿意舍己。
Then we will be willing to also sacrifice ourselves.
否定自己。
To deny ourselves.
不再坚持自己。
To no longer insist on ourselves.
而让基督在我们身上来显为大。
So that Christ can be magnified in us.
弟兄姐妹，基督在我们身上照常显大，不光是信心的问题。
It is not only a matter of faith for Christ to be magnified.
同时，我们也需要恒切的祷告，并且依靠顺服圣灵在我们里面的带领和工作。
But it's also through constant prayer and the obedience and the following of the leading of the Holy Spirit.
使徒保罗在罗马书第七章，他曾经这么说。
Paul has said in Romans chapter 7.
他说我立志为善由得我。
He said there is a willingness in me.
下一句呢?
But we all know the following.
只是行出来由不得我。
But the doing of good is not in me.
每次我想到这句话我就得着激励。
And whenever I think of this word, I'm actually encouraged.
原来这样一位属灵的使徒也和我们一样。有软弱，有挣扎。
Even such a spiritual apostle, he has the same struggle, same weakness as us.
但感谢神，保罗接下来在罗马书第八章就和我们分享了他得胜的秘诀。
But we praise the Lord in the following chapter, in chapter 8, he shared with us a secret.
他们和我们分享如何在这样一个软弱挣扎当中，他能够得蒙拯救，并且得胜。
He shared how he was saved in such a struggle.
他告诉我们，乃是靠着圣灵。
He said, it is by the Holy Spirit.
有姐妹有弟兄这么说。
A brother has said this like this.
神在基督里所成就的一切都已经是一个客观的事实。
And everything that Christ has accomplished is already an objective truth.
那我们如何能够来经历来享受神在基督里面所成就的这一切的救恩呢?
But how can we experience and to partake from all the salvation that he has accomplished?
乃是在圣灵里。
But that is in the Holy Spirit.
就圣灵要在我们里面带领我们来经历这一切的真理。
That the Spirit in us will bring us to experience all these truths.
所以保罗在罗马书第八章就告诉我们说顺从圣灵体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Therefore, Paul says in chapter 8 that the mind set on the matter of the Spirit is life and peace.
是住在我们里面的这位圣灵，他要来带领我们，来帮助我们能够活出基督的生命。
The Spirit who is dwelling in us will help us and lead us to live out the life of Christ.
我前些日子我听到有一位母亲和她女儿之间的一个见证。
Recently, I heard a testimony of a mother and her daughter.
这位母亲非常爱她的女儿。
And this mother really loves her daughter.
她从她的女儿从小学，她常常就是晚上都会陪着她一起做功课。
And from ever since elementary school, this mother would stay up with her daughter to do homework together.
这样的爱是我们做父母亲多少都能够体会的。
And as parent, we can experience such a love here and there.
那因着这个母亲呢，爱女儿太深了，所以她就非常关心她能不能按时或是早一点把她的功课做完。
And because this mother loves her daughter so much, she really cared for her to finish her homework early.
因为她希望女儿早点做完功课以后，可以早点休息，那就可以长得好，可以健康。
Because she really wants her daughter to go to bed early so that it will be good for her health.
但渐渐的这个女儿啊因为慢慢长大了进入了初中。
But gradually when this daughter grows up and enters into middle school,
我不知道你们现在这个学习功课多不多。
I don't know how heavy are your school works.
那不管不知道怎么样啊这个初中生的女儿呢她的功课呢就越来越做不完。
But whatever happens, that this middle school daughter becomes more and more burdened by the homework.
当然可能她自己也要负一些的责任，她可能拖拖拉拉或者各种原因啊，她常常到了半夜功课还没做完。
There may also be procrastination involved, but anyhow, she always does her homework all the way till midnight.
那因为这个母亲长久以来深爱着女儿，所以呢，她就一直
And this mother, because of her great love for her daughter, she's bound to the same schedule.
在这过程当中呢，有时候这个母亲就会发脾气。
And through this whole process, sometimes the mother would become angry.
就像我们做父母亲的一样。
Just like any parent.
哎呀，我们就骂孩子，为什么不好好做功课，把功课早点做完。
And she began to discipline or scold her daughter to say, why don't you do it quickly or why don't you finish it earlier?
因为这位姐妹呢，她的脾气可能是比较热一点。
And perhaps this sister is also more hot-tempered.
这有时候在骂孩子的时候啊，讲的话呢也过了。
And sometimes in her discipline or in her scolding, her words are over-exaggerating.
一方面就叫这个孩子实在受不了。
On one hand, it really hurts the child.
非常伤这个孩子。
And it really brings a lot of hurt and pain.
这孩子也遭受很大的一个压力。
And also brings much pressure.
甚至到了一个受不了的情形。
Even to a point that she cannot bear the pressure anymore.
这样的情形就叫这位爱女儿的这位母亲心里面就更加的难过。
Which brings even more sorrow to the mother who actually really loves the daughter.
她也没有办法来控制自己的脾气。
But she can't help to control her temper.
要实在太爱这个孩子。
Because she really, everything is motivated by love.
姐妹，你们是否也碰到这样的情形？
I don't know if any parent can also amen such a situation.
这时候怎么办呢？
But what can this mother do?
我们感谢神，因为这个家是蒙神所爱的。
But we praise the Lord because their family is also loved by God Himself. 就爱
这个做母亲的，她也不仅经历了跟女儿之间这个关系上的难处。
And not only the mother experienced this strained relationship with her daughter.
她自己的身体健康上也出了一些问题。
And even her own health began to have problem.
她就被提醒到，她自己应该要稍微这个不要这么热，脾气不要这么热。
And she was reminded that she should not have such hot temper.
那好像稍微好一点。
And as if the situation got better.
但我们知道，这个每天功课都有不一样的挑战。
But we know in every day the homework brings different challenges.
就有一天啊，这个女儿的功课又做不完了。
So there was one day, the daughter cannot finish her homework.
耽误到很晚。
And it lasted to very late.
这母亲实在是又受不了。
And the mother can no longer bear anymore.
就大骂这个女儿。
And her anger broke out and began to scold her daughter again.
她跟女儿说。
And she said,
我再也不要接送你上学了。
She said, I never want to send you, drop you off at school or bring you back from school anymore.
哎呀，我可以想象这个女儿一定也是一方面受了惊吓，一方面也很受伤。
And one hand, the daughter probably is really scared and also was very hurt.
第二天早晨，这个妈妈就不送她女儿去上学。
So next morning, the mother actually did refuse to drop her off at school anymore.
但当然，爸爸还是很有怜悯。
And of course, the father was full of mercy.
爸爸就开车载着女儿。
So the father would drive the child.
但他就从后视镜看到这个女儿就在坐在后座。
And from the rear view mirror, the father saw the daughter in the back seat.
什么话都没说。
And completely speechless.
就一直低着头，好像在祷告。
And as if she was just bowing her head in prayer.
到了下午放学的时候。
And in the afternoon.
感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
圣灵做的工作。
The Holy Spirit did some work.
这妈妈呢，就去学校接这个放学的女儿。
The mother repented from her words and went to pick her up from school.
妈妈先对女儿说。
And the mother began, open her, talk to the daughter.
说妈妈对不起你。
And she said, your mother is sorry.
妈妈昨天不应该那样子骂你。
And I should not have scolded you in such a way.
请你原谅妈妈。
Do forgive your mother.
感谢神。当这位姐妹做母亲的姐妹，她顺服圣灵在她里面的感动和带领。
And we thank the Lord when our sister was able to obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
当她向她女儿道歉之后
，When she was willing to apologize.
她女儿回答母亲说
，And the daughter answered her mother.
妈妈，你骂的是对的。
And she said, "Mother, your discipline was right."
是我错了。
I was the one who was in the wrong.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个何等美好的见证！
But what a beautiful testimony.
当我们人能够承认到我们自己实在是不行的时候，
When all of us can confess that we are hopeless.
我们愿意让神圣灵在我们身上来工作的时候，
And when we allow the Holy Spirit to do a work in us.
我们看见圣灵就能够叫我们周围的人能够从我们身上能够看见基督，能够顺服基督。
That through our work, our deeds, people around us can see Christ.
弟兄姐妹，或许今天我们觉得我们在过去的年日里面，我们家庭的属灵光景不好。
Perhaps we feel that in the past year, our condition, our life was not very great at home.
或许我们感觉到在聚会的时候，我们好像缺少了属灵生命的供应。
Or perhaps we feel like we were not supplied properly in the spirit, when we come to gatherings.
或许我们也因着我们的孩子不爱主却爱世界而感到十分的愁苦。
Or perhaps we are in great sorrow because we saw our kids love the world instead of loving the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们得胜的路乃是在于要恒切的祷告。
The only way for victory is that we may apply ourselves to constant prayers.
叫基督在你我的身上来照常显大。
To pray always that Christ, even now as always, may be exalted in us.
让基督也在我们中间照常的显大。
That Christ can be magnified in the midst of us.
当圣灵在我们中间能够自由的来叫基督显大的时候，
When the Holy Spirit can have this freedom to magnify Christ，
无论我们面对的是何等的困难，
No matter what difficulty that we face，
是任何的软弱，任何的挑战，
Any weaknesses or any challenges，
都再不能叫我们失败退后，
None of this will cause us to fail and to shrink back。
感谢主，他活在天上，他也活在你我的里面。
And we praise the Lord, He lives in heaven, but He also lives in you and I.
他能在你我的里面来成就神所喜悦的事。
And in us, He can accomplish, the will of God that pleases the Father.
感谢赞美主。
So we praise the Lord.
基督是我们的生命。
He has become our life.
基督是我们的得胜。
And He is our victory.
愿活的就是基督能够成为我们生活和侍奉的目标。
And may this matter to live is Christ becomes the goal of our life.
愿在这新的一年里，
And in this new year,
我们好好的操练，无论是生是死，总叫基督在你身上，在我身上，在我们中间能够照常显大。
That we can really exercise and to practice this matter that for Christ to be magnified whether in life or in death.
叫颂赞荣耀归给那爱我们的父。
So that all praise and glory may be to the Father who is in heaven.
我们一起低头再有一点祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayers.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主啊，你实在是我们的生命。
You truly is our life.
主，你也是我们的得胜。
Lord, you are our victory.
主，求你赦免我们以往许多的愚昧、软弱和失败。
Lord, do forgive us of our foolishness, our weakness, our failures.
但感谢主，在这新的一年开始。
But we thank the Lord that you have begun this new year.
你把这得胜的秘诀告诉我们。
That you have shown us your secret to victory.
叫我们实在是，无论是生是死。
That whether in life or in death.
总叫基督在我身上能够照常显大。
For even now, as always, Christ may be magnified in us.
主，愿你显为大。
Lord, may you be exalted.
好叫人能够将颂赞荣耀归给我们的父。
So all glory and praises can be to our Father.
因为颂赞荣耀都是你的。
Because all praise, honor, and glory belongs to you.
愿你在我们身上得胜。
May you have the victory in us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.